Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then, the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Every year when I ask my mom what she wants for Mother's Day, she gives her children the same answer every year. I just want all four of my kids to go to Mass. And I say, I got you covered, Mom. So if you're a mom, I want you to stand up right now. So let's give our moms a big round of applause, okay? So you can sit down. We'll give you a special blessing at the end of Mass. At Mother's Day, I always love presiding at Mass because moms are usually glowing if their children are sitting right next to them. So for those of you who are with your mom today, please know that you made her so very happy, all right? I love my mom. I'm very close to her. I always have been, and I couldn't have asked for a better mother. And the last 2 weeks, I've been spending more time than usual with my mom because my uncle was in his final days battling cancer, my mom's brother. And the last 2 weeks, there have been some days where I've picked my mom up, and we've driven down to the VA hospital in La Jolla. My uncle lives in San Diego County. And it's been really, really precious time. And you've been there in your own family, have you not? When you watch somebody that you love struggle with illness, and you know in their final days. But as hard as it's been for my family, there's been many blessings that's come out of it. Spending time together, being able to be with my mom, driving my mom and dad down to La Jolla, listening to them argue for almost 2 hours, you know. And it reminds me about how lovely families are. And my uncle finally died 2 days ago. And I wasn't able to be there, but my mom was there. And my uncle was military. And when they brought his body out and it was covered in the American flag and they did this prayer ceremony, they said my uncle's name, Edward Thomas Schmitz, you know, I'm German on my mom's side, and it says, "United States Marine Corps, thank you for protecting our country so that all of us could be here today. Your mission on earth is now complete." And when I was listening to that, my sister sent me the video of that going on. And as hard as it has been for my family, isn't that all of our missions here on earth? That one day we get to go home to heaven. And that's what we're celebrating today on this Ascension Sunday. Death isn't easy for any of us. I'm sure it was so difficult for those disciples to say goodbye to their beloved Jesus, their brother. And saying goodbye to people that we love is never easy for any of us. And my bet is many of you are missing your moms today, are you not? And Mother's Day, yes, it's filled with joy, but we also miss those people in our lives that we call mom. And maybe some of you are missing your kids in a special way today. So as we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord, we're reminded that goodbye is not forever. And saying goodbye to people that we love is one of the hardest things that we have to do. But we are reminded in a very special way today that our true home is where? Where is it? heaven. So Jesus has destroyed death for all of us. But our mission is not yet complete here on earth. Each and every one of us still has things that we need to do. We have people that need us. So our mission is not yet complete. So what is our mission as disciples of Jesus? Jesus makes it very clear in the gospel today that he gives us the joy of the resurrection. So he wants us to be full of the joy of the resurrection. So what does that mean? That means, as difficult as life can be for us at times, when the unknown hits us over the head, that we can't ever lose sight for a moment that our true home is in heaven. And if heaven doesn't put a smile on your face, I don't know what's going to make you happy, okay? Heaven, what awaits us in heaven? Jesus, of course. Our family and friends that have went ahead of us. All those people that we miss, we get to be with one day in heaven. I'm going to be skinny in heaven. You're going to eat Tommy's and In-N-Out and lose weight in heaven, right? The Dodgers, the Raiders, all my teams are going to win. So heaven, this is not our true home. And that's what Jesus teaches us today, that our true home is in heaven. We live out the joy of the resurrection by treating people with the dignity and respect that they deserved. So as you gather with your families today, and maybe you get on each other's nerves just a little bit, remember how much you love them. Tell those people in your life how important they are to you. And in a particular way, if you're spending time with your mom today, let her know how much you love her, how much she means to you. And we also, my dear friends, as we celebrate this beautiful ascension, we're reminded that Jesus came for all of us. And that is our mission as disciples of Christ, to spread the good news and to help those around us. So, my dear friends, I can't wait for that day for all of us to be together one day in heaven. And that's where our true home is. And that's what we celebrate today. So we need to be full of that joy of the resurrection, even when it's tough, even when we're facing family members dying, even when we're facing unknown hardships. We know that one day all of our pain and suffering will be gone. And what waits us for heaven is something that we can't even put into words. So, my dear friends, let us stay on that track to heaven by loving each other, by building each other up. And let's always, always remember that Jesus has already won. And there's nothing in the world that comes our way that will last forever, because Christ has already triumphed. So what I want us to do right now is just to think of those people in your life that you miss, those family members that have gone ahead of you, and let them know how much you love them right now in the silence of your hearts, and pray for them until we are all together one day in heaven.